This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written Constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, I don't know what dragons he's slaying today, but I don't have Jonathan on with me at the moment, unless he popped in surreptitiously without me knowing about it.
That dragon slaying thing, that's some busy stuff, you know.
It
you're
is.
Get hung
it
up every once in a while with a dragon.
Well, I know a number of times that he's been like stuck in traffic, and DC traffic when he's in DC, it's probably I think it ranks as like almost the worst.
I'll tell you what, if there was ever a dragon that needs to be slayed, it would probably be that traffic, right?
Yeah, I know, but he's not the FDA traffic slayer. That's a whole different job for somebody else, right? Up in the helicopter.
Hey, but you know what? You know who we do have with us?
Who do we have?
We've got Cheryl Chumley with us.
Cheryl is on. Awesome. Oh, man. Well, woman, I should say. Cheryl Chumley is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, normally with Jonathan E. Moore. We've got Norm Singleton joining us in a little while. Let me check in to see if Cheryl's on there, Ben. Cheryl, are you with us?
Hey, how's it going, Robert?
Doing well. We're just Jonathan deficient for the moment, and we'll carry on because you're here.
Well, that traffic is terrible. DC is the worst.
Yeah. Did you ever have to commute in it, or are you in a city that is a little more hospitable to moving about the cabin?
I did have to commute, but I'm at the point now where I get to work from home. So
that's awesome. Yes.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
I remember those days.
Commuting from home, yes. No longer for Super Donnie's in Austin
we're hearing. I've jumped back into the traffic and commuting situation.
You know, my commute every morning, and I don't know, does this make me an earth muffin, Cheryl? Because I get to bike my daughter to school every day. She bikes with me and drop her off, and then I pick her up by bike, she gets her bike, and we go back and forth. It's awesome.
Oh, wow. You just get the Sierra Club stamp of approval.
I know. I'm an honorary liberal. No, I like to bike. It's okay. You can be conservative and bike. Come on.
That's right. You can.
Oh, my goodness. Cheryl, do you have a new piece out at WorldNet Daily? What's the latest?
Well, I've been focusing a lot on the Black Lives Matter issue. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a non-dying issue. And the latest is there's actually a Black Lives Matter activist who's been arrested for making threats calling for the killing of whites.
Mm. Yeah, I like the concept of all lives matter. I mean, you're either supporting a culture of life or not. I mean, you can't just go with one skin tone. I mean, just because you have extra pigment or if you're pigmentally challenged like I am on some days, it's not a reason for death. I mean, it's just there's something just totally aberrant about the way they're trying to rebalance this thing.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they have the loudest platform, and the media, the media just swarms to them when they take over the streets, when they do protests and so forth. That's just an easy media draw, so they're in the press quite a bit.
Super Don, have you seen anything about the Black Lives Matter? Are there any protests going on in Austin, Texas? There's a real eclectic mix in that city.
Nothing I've seen firsthand, but it, would not surprise me. Robert, I gotta say that I agree with you on the labels and the breaking people up into groups, because in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, but the whole purpose of saying that Black Lives Matter is because they're, you know, we're looking, you know, to try and bring everybody into an environment where people aren't separated into groups. And in that particular group, they're talking about the African-American community, you know, not being singled out or being, you know, oppressed or criticized or, you know, things, you know, having done to them. But when you spend the time to go out and single out a group by making statements or putting the label on there of Black Lives Matter, then it probably, you're almost kind of keeping yourself in that box. Wouldn't you agree in kind of a way?
Well, you reinforce the separation and the divisions. And, you know, I look at the way the law is applied. For instance, Ron Paul has said for years, and Rand's done a good job, too, as well on this issue, like, for instance, the war on drugs. It's been disproportionately applied to minority community, socioeconomically challenged community, inner city community. And in that, there you have a point where you can actually say the way the law is being applied is not fair. Would you say that's a reasonable thing to say, Cheryl?
You know, I would, but I would attribute it more to an income disparity than simply, you know, an ethnic background difference. I think if you have money, prestige, and power, you're going to get off on a lot of crimes that those without that same level of representation in the judicial system would. And, you know, if you look at the statistics, the fact that maybe some more black populations are at income disparity compared to whites, that contributes to that. But I really believe it's more an income thing than, you know, white officers targeting black members of the community.
Remember in the O.J. Simpson trial days, you found that the color of justice was green. It was like who could pay for the best lawyers, the best defense, get off on the technicalities, that kind of thing. And at that point, it didn't matter the color or pigment of your skin. It mattered how much money you had to throw around.
Right. And, you know, that's funny you bring up the O.J. Simpson trial, because for me, I remember that like people of maybe an earlier generation remember the Kennedy assassination. I mean, to me, the O.J. trial and when the result was final, when the press, you know, came out with the reports that he's been let off free, to me, I remember that moment in time like people do the Kennedy assassination. I thought that was just such an egregious skewing of the justice system.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, talk about skewing the justice system. We'll get into Hillary Clinton in a little while. Well, actually, why not now?
Anyway.
Do you think that Hillary will be indicted? I mean, I don't know how you prognosticate this, because the Clintons have really made they talk about Reagan being the Teflon president. I think what the Clintons do and get away with is extraordinary. And this whole classified, not classified email and email server thing was something that I think would rise to the level of criminality.
Yeah, I think Teflon would be an understatement when you're referring to the Clintons. You know, I do think that there's a good chance she's going to be indicted. I mean, nobody has the magic eight ball to say with assurance that she will be. But I kind of think that the experts that they have looking into it and gathering evidence on whether she is guilty of criminal behavior or not, they're going to come forward with some stuff that they can bring to an indictment. But I think it's going to be around the timeline of, you know, maybe 6 months from now, 7 months from now. I don't think it's going to be anything that comes down soon. And looking even farther out, I don't think that it's going to affect her nomination. I think she will still be the Democratic Party's nominee.
Even if she's indicted?
Even if she's indicted. That's just cynical I am. I really.
Yeah, well listen, the Democrats have put up with a lot of criminality, we know. What about Biden? I mean, wouldn't this open the door for the vice president to be, you know, a lead option for socialist Bernie Sanders?
Right, and that's what people are saying. And he did seem more presidential-type campaign rhetoric when he spoke from Florida on Wednesday. He struck a real populist tone. He talked about the need to bring back the middle class, which is something that he wouldn't necessarily need to bring up because it casts Obama in a negative light. And why would he want to do that unless he's trying to distance himself or some sort of political run? But I don't think Joe Biden is going to gain the traction for a presidential run. I think it's Hillary now, and I think it's going to be Hillary in the end.
Wow. First indicted presidential candidate while you're running. That could be rather interesting.
Pardon herself.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she gave herself permission to do the email thing, because I saw something about her claiming that the State Department approved what she was doing. Of course, she was the head of the State Department. What statement is that?
But you have to look at it through. I mean, Fox News covers Hillary. Some conservative press covers Hillary. Talk radio like yourself covers Hillary. But she's got a core, base of supporters that just go nuts for her. And all these little nuances that come out every day in the news about her, you know, the next email batch has been released and so forth. Those are all things that the Republican Party seizes upon for political use. But I don't think the average layman voter in America is keeping up with the day-to-day of Hillary's scandals. And I think a lot of them are dismissing the scandalous talk about her as just partisan politics.
Hmm. We're talking with Cheryl Chumley. She's often our guest here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan E. Moore, who may be stuck in traffic at this point, but always a pleasure to have Cheryl with us. Did you hear about the hacking group that's claiming to have gotten all of the emails of Hillary, and they're offering it for sale for like $500,000?
Yeah, I did. What an interesting twist. there was some news coming out late about that may be a hoax, but, you know, what a twist that would be. And in this day and age, honestly, that's something that we can all take a lesson from with all the cybersecurity breaches that have gone on lately.
Yeah,
you know what my question is?
Mm-hmm, go ahead,
my
John.
Question is, don't you think something like that's worth more than $500,000? I mean, that's like a bargain. That's like the Walmart version of Hillary's emails.
Yeah. It reminds me of Dr. Evil in Austin Powers when he woke up from his slumber. I want $1,000,000. And he's saying, Dad, that doesn't go very far anymore. So, yeah, you're right. It could be the bargain basement version of hacking. But, yes, in the era of Edward Snowden and others, if it is a hoax, it's just not, it's not preposterous to conceive that that could happen.
No, and I'm sure it gave the Democratic Party a little cause for some anxiety. I don't think, because of what you just raised about the price of it, I don't think they're taking it exactly seriously. I think $500,000 is kind of a bargain basement price.
Right.
Such a, you know, political information. But
for only three payments of $39.99.
I was thinking that they would throw in some Hot Pockets, then you'd know they're for real. They're real hackers. Anyway, Cheryl, can you stick around another segment with us?
Love to.
All right, Cheryl Chumley, WND.com. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, streaming live through our syndicator, GCN, naturalnewsradio.com as well. And we've got lots more political and economic healing to go. We may have a Trump update. And why did they rename, one guy renamed Mount McKinley Denali as he went to Alaska?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll talk to Norm Singleton in a little while from Campaign for Liberty, but we got Cheryl Chumley, she writes for WND. She's terrific. And we were going to, I guess we would talk a little bit more about Trump. Recently, they've been blaming China for the economic downturn, or if you will, the stock market. Of course, this is Trump's version of China.
China!
You love that?
China!
He's got an interesting way of speaking, his cadence. China! But
one of his favorite words there.
Yeah, Ron Paul says blame the Fed because China's only doing what the Fed has been doing for years in inflating the currency and playing around with markets artificially. But what's the Trump update this week? Is it that he signed the pledge to say, I won't run as a third party?
I would say that's the shocker of the day. I think a lot of people were taken aback by that because Trump's whole mantra has been anti-establishment. You know, that's why people are flocking to hear him speak, even if they don't know his political policies, even if he isn't bringing forth a lot of his platforms. The fact that he's down with Republicans, down with Democrats, that's what people go to listen to him speak about. And here he is today, apparently joining forces with the RNC, coming out of a meeting with Reince Priebus, who heads the RNC, mm-hmm. and signing the pledge, saying that, yeah, I'm going to support whoever is the nominee.
That seems to be a bit of an establishment back talking. I wonder if it's going to impact him or if he's just basically, everybody's so excited about what he says and how he says it. I mean, I heard another thing about, again, he's going after China, and he's actually dropping an F-bomb on stage, which is very not presidential-like, but that's just Trump being Trump, and I think people, it endears them to people, rather than, let's say, what is the policy, just like you brought up, and find out where is this man going to take the country if he is the head of the executive branch.
Yeah, I think Americans like their characters as far as politicians go. If you look at Biden, he's dropped the F-bomb on live mic from the White House. And, you know, Trump doing the same thing. With Trump, it comes across more as a sign of boldness and aggression, something that's been lacking under this current administration. And, you know, the fact that he's willing to take on the Republican Party just as, you know, just as much as he would the Democratic Party, that's what endeared him to voters. And I think it does kind of send a little bit of a message, a question mark on people's minds. Maybe he is a little bit of a politician after all.
Yeah. Well, we know Obama is, and interesting, he timed the renaming of Mount McKinley to Mount Denali or something like that. And I think it was an act of Congress in 1917, was it, that named Mount McKinley Mount McKinley?
Yeah, it's been named Mount McKinley over 100 years, and it took an act of Congress to do that. And again, Obama took up his famous, you know, cell phone and pen and just strode through Alaska and declared, you know, thou shalt be Mount Denali now. And, you know, again, it's not even so much the renaming of the mountain that I think people are upset about. It's the fact that once again we have a president of the United States who refuses to stay within his executive role and constantly steps out and thinks he's more of a king.
Well, and that is a problem we've seen, you know, to be, if we're going to be fair, right? Somebody says we're only partisan. No, we're talking constitutionally here. The basis for governing, if you will, on a document that says this is what you can't do, don't do it. And yet we've seen a lot of presidents on both sides of the political fence, but here we're now talking contemporarily what we're dealing with. Is the precedent that Obama is setting, will that mean more disaster for whoever is elected next, or will somebody rein it in and come back to it? And that's why I have questions about Trump. He's brash, yes, but does he have a constitutional basis for understanding how the government is supposed to work according to its written limitations?
Well, Rand Paul speaks of the Constitution. Ted Cruz speaks of the Constitution. You don't hear Trump say a whole lot about the Constitution. You hear him say, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make America great. And if you look at it through truthful eyes, Obama has the same sort of arrogance when he declares to his followers what he's planning to do absent Congress. So, you know, Trump has a little bit of an issue when it comes to constitutional curbs.
Yeah. Oh, definitely he does. So it's fascinating to watch this unfold, and I'm really thrilled that you get to come back here fairly regularly, because I just love your insight. And as we continue through our own version of election coverage, I don't do a lot of it because I find a lot of it it's just kind of throwaway lines and sound bites as opposed to substance. But I certainly want to call them out when they're really going over the edge, and I do want to highlight or spotlight anybody of substance when they speak constitutionally on these things. So I do hope you'll keep coming back.
Love to. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Cheryl Chumbly joining us for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Sans Jonathan Emord. We'll see when he comes back and joins us, hopefully soon. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Norm Singleton's going to join us from the Campaign for Liberty. We've got lots more to talk about. Auditing the Fed, Planned Parenthood, mandatory vaccination bills in Congress. You got to know this stuff or else it's all over, folks. Well, I don't want to be depressing, but we got stuff to do.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, Sacred Fire of Liberty continues now. Joined by our good friend Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, keeping up to date on the status of liberty in this country. Of course, you know, we do visit the presidential campaigns from time to time as well. We were able to talk about that with Cheryl Chumley just before you came on, Norm. But you've got a number of good stories that I'm keenly interested in discussing with you. Number one on the list is the controversy with China, as Donald Trump says,
China.
we blaming China for all our economic problems. Is that appropriate, or could there be another place to look?
Well, I think
there certainly is another place to look, and that place is our own Federal Reserve. They are the ones who have have inflated the currency. They've pumped all this money in QE1, 2, 3, for the since they were created. Our standard of living, our purchasing power has been eroded. They have made it possible to run up these tremendous debts. We don't know what their deals are with the foreign central banks, what their involvement is in the full involvement in the Greek bailout and other things with the EU. And so I think that we should point the if we're going to point the finger of blame at anyone, we should point it at the Federal Reserve, and we should continue, as Campaign for Liberty is, to demand that Congress take the first step in reining in this, reforming our monetary policy by passing the audit the Fed legislation. And after that, we can see where we need to go from here. I mean, I have my ideas, which are based in the Austrian school, which is just get rid of the Fed and let the market decide what money is. That might not be feasible, but I think that at the very least, in addition to passing the audit, Congress should protect our rights to use alternative currencies and make sure that nothing happens again where you have the Liberty Dollar put out of business and his property seized under civil asset forfeiture for a ridiculous prosecution.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the freedom to decide what is a means of exchange seems to be a fundamental freedom. And when you have a monopoly on the creation of money, as the Fed does have, you corrupt the system and the ability to rely upon what is the value of that money going to be tomorrow. And if we look to blame China, isn't what China did in the devaluing of their currency similar to inflation, basically a different way of saying it, inflating the currency? It's something that the Fed has been doing since its inception, so why is it when China does it once, you know, if they've done it more, I don't know, but if they do it once, that suddenly they're the greatest criminal on the face of the earth?
Right, exactly. And there's also been people in the forces in the United States policy world who want Congress to want China to devalue, or they try to dictate to China what their monetary system should be. And it's another example, kind of a U.S. double standard. Not kind of, it is a U.S. double standard. Because imagine how we'd react if China said you need to raise interest rates or lower interest rates. You need to cut spending, and they might actually be justified in demanding Congress cut spending, considering how heavily invested they are in U.S. Treasuries and debt instruments. And this is another problem because of our fiscal instability. We're threatening the dollar's reserve currency and status as the world reserves currency. And if we lose that, then we're in the midst of a serious dollar crisis, and a serious dollar crisis could come. And it won't come because of China. Again, it'll come because of the Federal Reserve, because of Congress, and because of the fiscally irresponsible executive branch. And unfortunately, what is likely to happen is that we're going to, if this happens, if you look at history, is people will turn to a strong authoritarian figure, and things could get very bad before they get better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, authoritarians tend to rise out of abject poverty that suddenly covers and blankets the nation. We saw that with the rise of Hitler in, post-World War I Germany, because of very specific things that happened, the global community, what was set up after World War I. Do we learn from history, though? And, you know, we talk about auditing the Fed. The Senate is now controlled, correct me if I'm wrong, by Republicans. Should not this be a slam dunk? Because it was only scary Harry Reid that was blocking audit the Fed before. Now we have the Republicans in charge. The House always passes this now. So what's going to go on in the Senate?
Well, we're very hopeful that there'll be a vote sometime this year still on audit the Fed. We're launching a Campaign for Liberty is going to launch a major program to stop this, or to get this on the floor and stop the obstruction of the bill. If it comes to the floor, it's possible that we could overcome a filibuster and actually pass it. And it's a guaranteed pass in the Senate. See what President Obama would do when it landed on his desk. The problem is that while it is a Republican majority, there still are at least some Republicans who still oppose it. There's at least one Republican presidential candidate who I believe is on record opposing the audit bill, and that's Senator Graham. For those of you who've forgotten, Lindsey Graham is running for president.
Oh, I almost forgot.
There is one, and Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee has been very outspoken opposed to it, and unfortunately he's on the Senate Banking Committee, but there's ways to get around this, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is a co-sponsor of the bill, so hopefully he'll be willing to put the bill on the floor over Senator Corker's
objections. If he's a co-sponsor, it'd be hard pressed to play the blocking game that Harry Reid did.
And Senate Banking Chairman Richard Shelby, Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, opposes the bill, but I'm not sure if he is clear what his if he understands the bill, because he said that he opposes it because he thinks that people are supporting it want to have Congress control monetary policy.
No, so he clearly doesn't understand the depth of it. And we go back to Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul, who diagnosed the problem correctly, unlike most of his colleagues, that the Fed is basically, the cause of these things when everybody wants to blame other external factors. But I also want to bring up the fact that the Fed is almost like, strangely enough, subservient to the IMF and the World Bank. And there's a whole incestual relationship between these global banking institutions and how they control policy. And that's what audit the Fed would likely reveal, these transfer of payments globally, internationally. And people, the American people would be going, they would be shocked if they knew what was happening.
Right. Right. It would be, that's part of the reason why we want to have the audit. And if, to turn the tables on the government, I think it's fair to ask Janet Yellen, if you have nothing to hide, what do you have to fear?
Right.
I mean, they say that an audit would destabilize the markets. I've heard them say that. They say it would lead to loss of their independence. Well, I'm thinking if I was flying and I refused to go to TSA, and I said, well, because people would panic if I went through the safety TSA safety not TSA safety, but I don't mean to imply that they're safe, but they're so-called safety features. I think that I would probably be put at the very top of the terrorist watch list. So I think we should put the Fed at the top of the financial terrorist watch list, because they seem to be very, very secretive, and yet they claim that we need them,
right?
And that everything is great. Well, if it's so great, why can't you be transparent?
Well, of course, the idea is sound in what you're saying, but what they're saying, of course, is a distraction to say, well, we can't be involved politically, and if Congress sees this, then they're politically controlling us. Again, these are all ruses. They don't want to lose their grip on the monopoly. Anybody that has a monopoly never wants to lose that monopoly. The people that benefit from the monopoly, they don't want to lose the monopoly. And, of course, their ability to create money causes them the ability as well to spread that money around to many people in government, in the private sector. And so I want to know where Donald Trump stands on the Fed, because he's benefited largely by this fiat system, has he not?
He has. He has actually said quantitative easing is a great deal for guys like me. Of course, he's been a little bit critical of the Fed very early on in his race, before he kind of jumped on the whole immigration thing. And started riding that to the top of the polls. And there is a history in American politics that's been that's kind of been forgotten and really hasn't been revived and was and really was dormant for almost a century of populist opposition to the Federal Reserve, not just conservative and libertarian free market opposition to it. And some of it is very demagogic, and some of it is very dangerously economic. You see that with going back to William Jennings Bryan's infamous Cross of Gold speech, where he was basically arguing for inflationary money on the mistaken belief that that would help the average American. Bernie Sanders, when he was in Congress, we actually worked with him a little bit on Fed transparency, but he, I believe, was basically an inflationist, as was Barney Frank. There is a segment of the left that wants Congress to control the money, the money supply, because they want the printing presses to run, because they believe that they
can buy their constituents off with that, of course. And so the gravy train keeps rolling. The middle class gets decimated. I don't know if it'll trickle up to the Donald Trumps of the world. I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that I stand, and you do, Norm, with the Campaign for Liberty, for freedom, for economic freedom as well. All freedom. We don't litmus it and say, oh, not that freedom, but this freedom, right? When we come back, we're going to talk about the freedom to not be vaccinated, a bill in Congress, at least one, that wants to mandated for all the states.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We
You've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Show notes are up. Thanks to Op-Ed, our millennial intern. He's terrific. And you can go to robertscottbell.com, click on the links, read about what we're talking about, and also say thanks to all of our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We did get word, finally, that Jonathan is stuck in traffic indeed, and his wife has his cell phone. That's why we didn't hear from him. It was a double whammy, but thank goodness he's all right, Norm. He's all right.
That's good. That's good. Glad they didn't get him.
Exactly. We need our good friend Jonathan Emord. Now, on to the mandatory vaccination bills that may be being proposed on the federal level. Now, this would be a big stretch even for those who are the anti-federalists that think the federal government should do everything to say mandate vaccines. They can't do it, but they're probably going to do like, remember the National Highway Transportation bills of yore, when 55 miles an hour was the speed limit. They couldn't mandate it to the states, but they said, look, you don't have to do it, but if you don't, we're going to withhold highway funds.
Well, that's how they've gotten into medicine is, David Holberg's latest book on Medicare's victims. He explains how, the Medicare bill was the really first big one. It has a section in there that says that the government can't use Medicare to interfere in the practice of medicine, but it does. And how can it not when they're the ones paying the bills?
Mm-hmm.
So what you have now is you have some proposals to basically tilt the scales against parents who are skeptical or concerned about health vaccines and about vaccines, or maybe some vaccines that are recommended in the modern protocols. They have questions. They don't want their children to be vaccinated. They have this funny belief that they have the right to control the upbringing of their children. Idea that's floating around is put the thumb of the federal government on the scales against those parents. And one of the most bizarre proposals is legislation introduced
Senator Christopher Murphy of Connecticut.
And his bill would say that doctors had to certify that they explained the risk of not having their children vaccinated to parents who wanted to opt out of the vaccine system.
Mm-hmm. It neglects the risks of vaccinating, as if that's right. Fully informed consent, giving one side of the equation.
Right. It is. Imagine if you asked me about smoking, and I said, well, here's the benefits of smoking. It makes you feel good. Gives you a little energy boost. It helps focus your mind. Nicotine helps focus your mind. And I gave you all the benefits, but I didn't tell you any of the downsides that, cancer, emphysema. A lot of people find the smell offensive that it leaves on your clothes. People would say, you're crazy for doing that. Well, this is basically what it does, and I know that this is a sensitive and controversial issue on both sides, and this is exactly the type of issue though that is resolved in a free society
mm-hmm.
by people having the right to inform themselves of all sides of the issue, consider it, and what doesn't get talked about is that there are risks to vaccines, and there are also could be risks from certain protocols of vaccines.
Yeah, absolutely. Sequencing as well. This evidently is Senate Bill 1921, according to what we're reading here, and this is probably the first of many, as they're desperately continuing to push the monopolistic practice of allopathic licensed medicine. And if a doctor stands up and says, no, I don't want to go along with what you're saying, then they pull his license or her license. So we want the separation of medicine and state here. I don't know if that's an official policy of Campaign for Liberty, but it's definitely mine.
Yeah. So, our position is what our chairman, Ron Paul, is, which is that people should not really... these people should not be coerced into vaccines, and parents should have the right to make those decisions.
Amen.
For the children, not the state.
Yes, that is it. And we are out of time. Oh, my gosh, Norm Singleton, it goes so fast when you're around. Thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you.
Sacred Fire of Liberty. Until next week, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. Great stuff, including questions of the day. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.